Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers. I'd like to thank our network sponsor, Rad Dish, a cooking club and curriculum perfect for homeschooling families. Teach weekly thematic cooking lessons that incorporate math, science, nutrition, geography, and culture. With Rad Dish, the kitchen is the tastiest place to learn. Use coupon code PODCAST at checkout for $15 off a 6 or 12 month membership. Visit raddishkids.com/homeschool. That's RADDISH to learn more and download a free lesson. I was glad to hear that you found last week's episode on conflict resolution skills helpful. If you haven't listened to part one of this topic, I suggest you listen to it first. We covered the B in the acronym BLT for breathe. Don't worry, that will make sense to you when you listen to the first episode. Before we dive into the meaning of the L and the T in the acronym, I want to invite you to become a part of Homeschool Scopes. You've heard me mention our Facebook group at homeschoolscopes.tv. The members there have dubbed themselves No Drama Homeschool Mamas. Time after time, this group of women has noted the lack of drama in our group, and they are thankful for it. But we now have two more ways for you to interact with our community. The first is a Facebook page. You can find our Facebook page at facebook.com/homeschoolscopes. You can also find us on Instagram at instagram.com/homeschoolscopes. Members of the group will be sharing information and inspiration from their homeschools on our social media platforms. We would love to have you like and follow us. The teaching tip of the week is to have your education shipped to you. There is something exciting for kids, perhaps even especially so in this digital age, about getting mail. There are a number of mailed kits that can enhance your child's education. Rad Dish is definitely one of those. Every month, a different cooking kit arrives on your doorstep. If you would like to get an inside look at what a Rad Dish kit looks like and even have a chance to win a kit, join me at facebook.com/psychowith6 on Tuesday, September 19th at 4 Eastern, 3 Central, 2 Mountain, and 1 Pacific. If you missed the live broadcast, check out the replay in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/conflictskills2. Now for this week's topic. The L in BLT is for learn. We learn by listening and not assuming that we know what other people are thinking. What does God say about listening versus assuming? In James 1:19, we read, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." Proverbs 15:1 reads, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." When we are listening and not assuming, we will ask ourselves, "Do I really know someone else's motives when I'm not sure of my own?" How many times have we asked a child why they did something and they tell us they don't know? How many times have we done something and we have no idea why we behaved that way? I came to understand how important it is not to assume others' motives when I read the book How to Stop the Pain by Dr. James Richards. The problem with assuming others' motives is we typically ascribe very negative motives to others and very positive motives to ourselves. Dr. Richards argues that we can stop the emotional pain of our assumptions by just refusing to make them and listening instead. We want to listen to learn. When we listen well, we not only understand another person's perspective, our feelings toward them change. I anticipated getting together with someone whose values and beliefs are in complete opposition to mine. I was worried that conflict would ruin our time together. I decided that I wouldn't share any of my own beliefs, but would only ask questions about hers. In the end, we had an incredible visit. She not only felt very positively toward me, but I found myself feeling great about her as well. But listening is very hard when you're already in conflict. I used a technique called right to speak all the time when I was practicing as a clinical psychologist. The right to speak involves one person speaking for a limited period of time. When you're dealing with children, that period of time may be 1 minute. After one child talks about their grievances and feelings, the other child must ask questions to get 3 yes answers from the speaker. For example, the listening child should restate what the speaker has said and ask if that's what was said. Asking questions such as, "Did you take my toy without permission?" is unlikely to get a yes answer. To make right to speak easier for younger children, you can give the speaking child 3 quarters. Each time the speaker answers yes to a question by the listener, he or she can hand a quarter to the listener. After 3 yes answers have been given, the children switch roles. You may very likely have to give an example question and redirect children who are having trouble formulating questions to get yes answers. After we listen, it's our turn to talk. That's what the T stands for in BLT. But we have to choose assertiveness over aggressiveness when we speak. Aggressiveness may be verbal or nonverbal. Nonverbal aggressiveness is better known as passive aggressiveness. Yelling and physical expressions of anger are not the only destructive forms of aggression. What does God say about assertiveness versus aggressiveness? Romans 12:18 says, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." Ephesians 4:29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Your child should ask herself if she is speaking to improve the relationship or to get revenge. Is there ever a time not to speak to improve the relationship? Yes, especially when dealing with a chronically difficult person, it may be best not to respond. But it is never okay to seek revenge. We get confused about what assertiveness is. We think it's demanding that our needs be met. Instead, we can use this formula to teach our children assertiveness. I feel, when you, and I need. We begin with I feel. Use emotional words. Discourage your children from using the word bad when describing their feelings. When you. This is when your child explains what the other person did that was upsetting to them. Stay focused on present matters and avoid the words always and never. And finally, I need. This is where your child expresses what he or she needs from the other person. Make sure your children look at the person to whom they're speaking. It's very important that a child who has been offended can be seen by the offender so he sees the impact of his words or actions. Aggressive talk leads to many, many conflicts. Discuss with your kids what kinds of words bother them. Kids know which buttons to push, don't they? I've created a kindness contract that I use with my children. We have a list on our contract that includes all of the things that the kids can say or do that will lead to hurt feelings. If one of the children violates the contract, the other child who has been offended is to ask, "What did you say?" This is to alert the aggressive child that they are in violation of the contract. Sometimes a child who is prompted in this way will not say, "What I meant to say was," with something more appropriate, or, "I take it back," or, "I'm sorry." In that situation, it is a good idea to prompt the child with, "What did you mean to say?" The kindness contract also includes the communication you will agree to use as a family instead. You will agree as a family to compliment one another regularly, for example. Everyone in the family should sign this contract. That is the BLT method of conflict resolution. Breathe, learn, talk. Taken together with last week's episode, it's a lot to remember to teach your child. I believe in the power of story to teach, but the story needs to teach the right things. I haven't created a conflict resolution curriculum, though. I would love to. Instead, I focus my writing time on Grammar Galaxy, my language arts curriculum for elementary students. What I have done, however, is to add a story to Grammar Galaxy that teaches conflict resolution. If you would like that lesson for free that includes the kindness contract, you can text me at 44222, the phrase conflict story, no spaces, for a limited time. You can also download your free copy at homeschoolsanity.com/conflictskills2. I know I haven't equipped you to resolve every conflict your kids will have, but I hope I have started you on the journey. Keep learning and keep teaching. Thanks again to our network sponsor, Rad Dish. Visit them at raddish.com/homeschool. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.